down and enjoy them. You gotta be careful. You need a lot of charts when you cruise the islands. Oh, man, I learned my lesson the hard way. A boat I had about 10 years ago. Oh, Nelly. I was down there. I always wanted to take a solo cruise. You know, just me and the throb of the diesels. Just out there in the islands, island hopping, you know, just reflecting. It's nice to be with people, but sometimes you need to be with yourself just to find out about your inner psyche. And so I was putting along when I ran aground. The boat started taking on water. I barely had time to throw the life raft over the side, and sure enough, I drifted for a couple of days. When I came to, I had, like a nearly sunstroke. I was badly dehydrated. I was on an island. There were people all around me. They said, "Welcome to the islands." And I thought, oh, thank God, I'm saved. What do you export coconuts around here? He said, "No, coconut is not our main commodity." I said, "What is it, grass skirts or something? You make grass skirts?" He said, "No, grass skirts are not our main commodity." I said, "Well, how do you exist?" He said, "We are renowned for our bearded clam." I sat up. You know, I was on the beach. The water was still sloshing over me. My seal fucker was in tatters from the ravages of salt water and sun. I said, "Well, bearded clam, what is it?" He said, "You will find out in time, my son." And he clapped his hands, and the island women carried me away.
Well, I tell you what, I feasted. They had coconut milk and, man, all kinds of fruits. They had mangoes. I mean, I ate. I'm sitting there. I belched once. I said, "Buddy, let me tell you what, I got some bucks back in the States, and I'm not going to forget this either. Y'all have saved my life, and I'm going to come back here with another gleaming craft, and this time the dinner will be on me." He said, "Oh, your dinner is not done." I said, "What? Buddy, I couldn't eat another thing." He said, "Oh, you can eat the bearded clam." I said, believe me. Look at this. You're talking obliques distended over my Speedo here. Oh. He said, "Come with me, my son." I said, "Tell me about this, look, I'm on a kind of a low cholesterol diet here. I'm on the high side of normal, if you don't mind." He said, "Oh, this will not affect your cholesterol." I said, good, because, you know, I'm trying to watch the old arterial sclerosis. It can't be that time of life. He said, "Fear not." I said, "Well, I got to call home. How long is this going to take?" He says, "To properly eat takes 45 minutes to an hour. But since this is going to be your first session with the island's bearded clam, you'd better allow 2 hours. I said, "2 hours? Buddy, I'm full." He said, "Believe me, you will find room." I said, "Wow. Well, what should I do, make room in my belly?" He said, "No, loosen up your neck."
I thought, I don't know, what is he talking? These island people, what are they, nuts? I said, "You got a phone here?"
He said, "Yes, we have one telephone."
I said, I got to call my mother. I mean, I told her I'd call her on the radio every day, and she's probably... And so I pick up the phone, I got on the blow. I said, "Ma! Yeah, Neen, I'm all right. The boat's a total loss, but it's insured, right? So what the heck? I'm on this island, but I don't know what island it is. But I've met some very, very wonderful people. They have fed me..." "Uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, I don't know if they have postcard. I tell you what. Hey, you all got an airstrip here?" He said, "Yes, we are." I said, "Ma, tell you what. Why don't you come down tomorrow? It's great. Great place. A lot of sunshine. We'll find out about this bearded clam thing. Yeah. Pack your bags. I'll get on the blower to you tomorrow, okay? Love you too. Right. Bye-bye."
He said, "Come with me, my son, for the clam awaits."
And so he took me by the hand, and we threaded our way through the jungle vines, and up ahead a fire burned, and three lovely nubile maidens sat there, beckoning me with swiveling hand motions. It was there that I made the most joyous discovery of my life.
Oh, Nelly. Oh, Nelly.
Oh, the next morning I woke up so content, smoking a Camel, and I thought, oh, geez, my mother!
I picked up the island phone quickly, I dialed her. I said, "Hello, Ma? Yeah, no, everything is fine. About that trip here, Ma! I'm sorry, but all the reservations are full. I can't get you a ride. I'm sorry, but some other time, okay?"
He is crazy. The Grease Man on DC 101.
Somebody looks at you funny, just look him right in the eye and say, Your mama is looking good to me. Your mama is looking good to me. boss is on your case. He says, where's that report? He looks at you and laughs and says, this thing's 2 pages short. He says, go right back to your desk and write this thing anew. Here's what you tell that man, because he hasn't got a clue. Your mama is good enough for me. Your mama is looking good to me. Driving down 14th Street, you want to make a deal. She says it's 10 bucks for a kiss and 20 for a feel. Now if you want around the world, it's 100 even. Here's what you tell that sleazebag as your butt is leaving. Your mama is good enough for me. Your mama is looking good to me. Yeah, you know, I get criticized. In fact, I like the heat. A little spice comes with the job. In fact, it's kind of neat. But if I get pushed too far, something just might snap. I may just run outside and open up my yap. Your mama was good enough for me.
Oba, oba.
Your mama was good enough for me.
At this very moment, I'm crouched.